What's up, my friends? It's Wednesday. That means it's time for oral stimulation. You're here with Melissa, and I'm joined tonight again. I'm super excited to have Alex back with me. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
So how are you doing this week?
Good, actually.
Anything exciting going on?
Oral stimulation.
Of course. Always, right?
Yes, always. Okay.
So now let's see. This weekend, you were in Vegas.
I was in Las Vegas.
And yes. I gave you an assignment to make it interesting so you'd have a good story to come back and tell me.
I had a couple good stories to tell.
What's the best one?
The best one was probably on the way out, me leaving with my friend. We were, we used this, the acronym PLARS, which is P-L-A-R-S. And that stands for Party Like a Rock Star. And that's something that we use amongst our friends that, you know, it's like our code. So we'll always like hashtag PLARS.
Got it. Okay.
And we probably overdid it when we came in that Friday night. And we were probably out till like 7 in the morning. Went home, took like a little nap. And we went out again. Till probably about like 9 o'clock that night. And we were supposed to go out and we ended up not going out that Saturday night. And one of my really good friends, Nicole, she was out there for a bachelorette party, which I totally flaked on.
You fell asleep, huh?
Fell asleep. I totally grandpa fail.
Horrible.
But we woke up the next day, like at 10 o'clock, to watch football because I'm a guy. And we totally into like fantasy and betting. And we were drinking from 10 a.m. till probably like 10 p.m. that night. Well, practically midnight. And I had to drive home. I had to work the next day.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Were you drunk when you were driving home?
No, I would never drink and drive.
Do you promise?
I promise. We actually went to this place called Capriati's, which is a really good sandwich shop in Las Vegas. I don't know if anybody's been there.
You know what? Is that the place? I think they have something in the convention center.
They're actually all over the place.
During the shows. They bring them in. And the guys, they were so sweet. They made vegetarian ones just for me. They saved them for me.
They have a Capriati's in Beverly Hills, actually.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow.
You should go. They're actually opening one at the District in Tustin.
And
I've been waiting for them to open. I call like every week. Is it open yet? Is it open yet? They're known for like the shredded turkey. Well, they call it like the Bobby. And it's not like the turkey sandwich is like shredded turkey with like cranberries and stuffing. And it's really good.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they have like a cheesesteak and they have like a vegetarian one as well.
Cheesesteak.
So going back to Capriati's.
Sorry. The story. This is a good one too.
Yeah. We were trying to leave actually. And we were sobering up and literally it's like at midnight and these two girls were next to us. And I kind of, you know, two beautiful girls, which they're probably listening actually, which is kind of cool. I won't mention names.
You mention the size of their hoop earrings?
Actually, ironically, the whole weekend, my buddy and I were looking for hoop earrings. And lo and behold, the last two girls we see, one of them had hoop earrings on. And they were small. They weren't big.
So she's modest.
Yes. And then the next thing you know, we start talking and my buddy and her get married.
Fake married.
Well, like fake married, yeah. We were there in the Capriati's. We did a full-on ceremony. They exchanged rings. I made a ring out of a dollar for each of them.
Was there anybody else in the restaurant at the time?
The people that were working there, and there had a couple like cabbies that came in and out. It was late night.
And, otherwise, you guys had an impromptu wedding.
Yeah, we took pictures and everything. I mean, we videotaped it. They exchanged vows. The girl was actually a wedding planner, and they drove into Vegas for a wedding convention. And the gal she was with was a makeup artist. And the last time I checked with my friend is,
They're still married?
Yeah, they're still married. She took his phone, stored her name in the phone as, you know, wifey, Mrs. Holiday. Oh, I just gave out his name.
Nice.
Busted.
All right. But okay, wifey is her name.
Yes, wifey's her name.
All right. That actually brings up an interesting point because he knew her for what? Half an hour before he gave her a pet name?
I would actually say it was literally about 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. 5 to 10 minutes. So, interestingly enough, you are one of my few friends that does not have a nickname. I give all my friends nicknames.
Really?
I do. Even people I just know through Facebook, like I have names for them just in my head. And sometimes I'll type them out and they're like, who's that? Oh, no, that's you. You didn't know I call you that?
Are there good ones and bad ones?
They're all good. They're all just random letters kind of made up in my head. But like, I mean, every boyfriend I've had, I've given him a pet name. Something cute, you know? They always have meaning, but I can never use it on another person.
Yeah, me either. I think that's like the one thing that you can never do is reuse a name. Well, I think like babe or baby, I think that's just common across the board.
The one that I use with my boyfriend now, I don't even put it on Facebook. I don't want anybody else to know it. Like, that's the one thing in my life that I keep private. Is that weird?
No, not at all. I think that's something that's special between you and him. Definitely. Does he have one for you, or is it just you and
him? It's kind of the same thing. We just call each other the same thing, but I don't want anyone to know it.
I had a discussion when I actually went to Vegas a few weeks ago. I went with 4 girls, and me with 4 girls was pretty crazy, and they were talking about stuff, and one of the girls hated pet names. She's like, I can't stand it. It's the biggest turnoff. Like, I just met this guy, and he's already calling me boo and this and that. So we were, like, clowning her the whole trip. We were saying, oh, poo bear, and, like, boo-boo, sugar booger.
They're really, oh God, they're irritating.
I think you need to find one that fits the person. Yeah. Like, you have one, a special one with that person, and I think that's what's key in keeping that. But moving forward, I think it's kind of, if you meet someone, you just have like a nickname right away, it's different.
Then it's kind of weird. It's like, do you know my real name? You don't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Just thought I should bring that up. If you have been on my Facebook at all today, you have seen a disgusting picture of a meat hand. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
Disgusting, right?
I had to look at it like 3 times to make sure.
I was flipping through the internet, like I do, flipping through the internet. And I came across this picture and my stomach dropped. I was totally disgusted. But the story behind it is there is a human meat market opened in London.
London town.
London. They're so civilized over there. And it's to promote the release of Resident Evil 6. But this thing is so elaborate and so disgusting. There's entire meat bodies. There's meat fingers and wieners on trays.
You know what? I was never really big on the Resident Evil game and stuff like that.
I don't even know what it is. And now me, like totally not a gamer, I have no idea. I'm not even on that continent. And now I'm like, oh, gross. Got to share this. It's disgusting.
How'd you actually come across that anyways?
I don't know. These things, they just come to me. But on a side note, for all those people looking to get a meat hand in their mouth, I do want to let you know that vegetarians taste better. Seriously, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Now, I am a vegetarian, so clearly I take pride in this. But I wanted to ask you if you had any experience with stanky-ass girls and how you handled it.
Actually, one of the tricks that I learned at a younger age was if you were going to go down on a girl and she stank, I would go down there, put my thumb down there, pretend that was my tongue. And I would kind of, yeah, I could admit that.
Do you make the noises?
You know, you just kind of go down and do it and just kind of play.
Really? I think a girl can tell the difference between a tongue and a thumb.
Yeah, but at that point, it's not too long. If it's something that's unbearable, I would really just be like, okay, well, let's try something else. Switch it around a little bit.
Let's do it in the shower.
Yeah. That's a good place to go.
That's gross. I'm so self-conscious about that. Like, I kind of don't even like when my boyfriend goes down all the time because it's like, unless I just got out of the shower, I don't really want to be harassed about it.
Well, how about with you on a guy's end? Like, I mean, if you're, you know, performing or giving a guy head and doing that, like, would you swallow or is that like a common practice for you?
Oh, God, no. I've swallowed maybe a handful of times. And it's all been with the guy that I'm with now. And it's just, I don't even know why I did it the first time. I was so into him that night. I just remembered where it was.
You have to share now. You're the only one laughing. I want to laugh with you.
No, it was in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme. And I just went for it. And I was like, I couldn't even really believe I did it after I'd done it. I was like, oh, did I just do that?
Well, you know what? It's kind of weird because a lot of girls, they're like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Or I don't swallow. But then you get them one-on-one and the time's right. It's like, but they go and do it. And it's like, you know, I never do this with anybody else. Is that like a fib? Do girls say that just to say
no,
that?
No, they don't. Because you know what? Whenever I say that, it's really true. Like maybe they'll do something else or they'll do something similar, but they have not done that thing and they swore they would never do it. Because that actually happened to me where I hooked up with someone the first night it was the first time I went out with them. I had met them prior. But I told them, I was like, I don't do this. This is not me. And I hooked up with them and it haunts me to this day because they don't believe that I really was not that person. You know, it literally was the one time that I broke my rule.
What if like the guy was like, just like kind of like licked your asshole out of nowhere?
I've had a guy do that before. It's kind of amazing.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like a whole, if you can get over your inhibitions, you have to be cool with it too.
Yes.
You know, you have to kind of be ready for it and like feel confident. But if a guy does it, it's like, oh, shit, what was that? It's good. Have you ever had a girl do that?
Yes, I have.
And?
It was okay. I think for like a little bit, I would fight and be like, oh, okay, let's try something else.
You're not going to go like for half.
No, it's not like I'm like, hey, babe, when we get home, I want you to lick my asshole. I wouldn't like encourage it. But if it's one of those things like caught up in the moment, if we're just like getting crazy. And then next thing you know, one thing's going another and she works her way down there. I'm like, oh, no, okay.
No, yes. Yeah. Well, now, okay, let me ask you this. Where are your legs when a girl does this? Are they up or does she grab them and pull them up? Or does she bend you over the back of a chair?
No, they're usually like spread eagle, wide open. Or, you know, I'm like lying down in that position. Because I think at that point, it's like you're kind of like getting your balls licked. They kind of work their way down. And kind of maybe jacking you off while you do that.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Look at Jeremy.
Yeah, look at Jeremy. Don't look at me. You get this intense look on your face. It makes me nervous over here. Okay,
is it intimidating? I'm sorry.
It's just a little intense. It's just intense. So now a girl's going down, she gets to the balls, she goes a little lower. Does she keep using her hands to keep things going or?
Yeah, because I mean, if it's something that I didn't like and next thing you know, I go from like six, you know, like I'm at midnight, next thing you know, I'm going back down to like 6:30, you know?
It's just over.
Yeah, I mean, how about like, I think at some point that's the difference between like liking someone and loving someone, you know, to go to that level, to take it to that level where you know, you like someone, maybe you won't do it, but if you love someone, you're able to like let your guard down
and true.
And be vulnerable.
Yeah. You just want to like, I don't know. I'm really in love with the person that I'm with and I just want to like, just take all of them in, you know, I can't get enough of him.
Yeah. You want to experience anything and everything you can. And I think that's, you know, when you do love someone, you don't care. And there's that willingness to take it to the next level. Or to a level you've never been in, you know?
That's true. What's the next level for you? Where have you not been yet?
And sexually?
Yeah.
Jeez, where would I like to go? You know, I keep having this vision of the next girl that I'm with. I want to like tie her hands up behind her back and bend her over and get a paddle and spank her. I have this thing with spanking lately and I don't know why.
What kind of paddle? Like wooden spoon? Or are you talking like cutting board?
No, like maybe like a little furry.
Is this a fraternity thing?
No, not at all. Actually, I'm not into fraternities. I always tease my friends at work, like, you guys buy your friends? I know, I'm hateful, huh?
That's okay. Everyone's a little hateful. So you want to tie her up, bend her over, and spank her?
Yes.
You want to be tied up and spanked? And
no, actually, I like to have, like, to be in control. I think if I'm the other one or the submissive one, I would really have to be in the mood to be that way. I'm a big tease. I like to tease.
So you like to perform?
Yes.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now this all goes back to the massage table thing.
Yes.
I couldn't do it.
Not at all?
I couldn't do it. No. No, because I would want the person to know that they're doing a good job, and then it turns into, oh, you know, and then forget it. It's over. It's over.
Sometimes it's over that quick, actually.
I've been in that situation. You don't know what to do with yourself. Okay, well.
How about like a finger in the butt? You ever like just
in
some
my
guy,
butt?
No, I mean just say like, you know, your boyfriend's like hitting it doggy style. Next thing you know, you're like the good old shocker, like, oh, hello.
I can't see my boyfriend ever going there. He's too, I just don't think he would.
So that's, there's no ATM, no ass to mouth, huh?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not even curious?
Like, wait, like my ass to my mouth?
Yeah, your own ass.
I don't want something that's been in my ass in my mouth. Would you?
I would do like a total like, well, that's why they kind of call it the shocker. Well, if you go like in the butt, but you know, at that point it's just kind of like, oh, hey, really quick.
Would you put something that's been in your ass in your mouth?
No.
Would you put something that's been in my ass in your mouth?
In your ass? In my mouth? I don't know. Maybe after a couple drinks.
Maybe.
Do we have any alcohol in here?
You're open to it. If you would put something from your own ass to your own mouth, call us in and tell us about it. 1-800-893-9562. That's just awkward.
I'm sure people have done it.
They probably have. You know what? What about that guy who can stick it in his own butt? And then what if he bent over the other way and stuck it in his own mouth? That's like a sideshow.
That guy could be making a lot of money.
I think he is.
Yeah, to definitely do that. I've actually had that brought up to me, like my friends would ask. I'm like, oh, hell no, there's no way I'm doing that.
You've got some wild friends.
Yeah, we
I mean, they push you to places.
We're very like an eclectic group. We're very open. We like to talk about random stuff and we're opinionated in some areas.
I heard you like to grab each other's junk too.
Yeah, we play like grab dick every now and then.
Yeah.
What guys don't? I mean, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I can admit that.
You're comfortable enough to grab another dude?
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm cupping his balls and like stroking him. It's more like a cup check, you know, like a little, hey, what's up?
Oh, like a tap, like a love tap.
Yeah, love's taken to like another level.
There's no love there. Okay. Well, here, I have some fetishes for you that are going to blow your mind.
Okay.
You're going to be sorry you heard it. You ready? I'll start. Do you want the tame one first or do you want the crazy one first?
Give it to me crazy.
Crazy first. Okay. This is called eterocinism. Eterocinism. You want to take a guess?
I want you to say it like five times fast.
Eterocinism, 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 okay. Eterocinism.
Three times slow.
Okay. Let's get on with it. This is disgusting. This is sexual pleasure derived from the thought of tearing out the sexual organs by the root. Yeah, think on it.
Are you taking a sex class right now?
No. These things, they just come to me. They literally, I go on Facebook, I go on FARC, I'm just being innocent, and then all of a sudden, it just happens.
Okay, I have to soak this in. Please repeat what it means again.
Eterocinism, sexual pleasure derived from the thought of tearing out sexual organs by the root.
It's intense.
You want to rip your junk off?
Never.
What would you do then? I mean, that totally defeats the purpose of it. Like, there you go. Now you got it in your hand. Now what are you going to do?
Play with it. I don't know. I wouldn't rip it off. That's way too much. That's
intense. So disgusting. The first thought that came in my mind was putting in a frying pan.
So you want to fry?
That's so gross.
I mean, I could understand maybe putting it like in the freezer or a bag of ice to maybe try to preserve it, so maybe sew it back on or something, but throw it in a frying pan?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't have one, because I just couldn't handle the responsibility.
Actually, that brings up a good point. Like, I know a lot of girls, they wish they had a dick and they would just go fuck a bunch of girls. Did that thought ever cross your mind?
No. I like being the girl that gets fucked. Like, oh, there are those strap-ons, though, that are, you stick them inside, so there's no straps, really. They seem pretty interesting. But I don't know. I think that might hurt if you, like, hard plastic inside you and you're, like, banging someone else with hard plastic.
Isn't it more like silicone based? Or I mean, there's I'm
no,
sure
I
there's
think
different
they're hard. Well, no, maybe.
Or like glass.
Glass.
Yeah, they do. Not. I mean, I heard.
I wanted a glass one, so bad.
But
someone doesn't like that idea, so there's none in my house.
Do you have any toys?
I have a lot of them. Yeah.
Really?
Actually, they were featured in the latest Funny Squad shoot.
Really?
So you're going to have to look out for that when it comes out.
Speaking of Funny Squad, how did the filming go?
It went amazing. It was so much fun. We spent all Monday filming different scenes. I cranked mine out super fast. I actually scraped my knee with one of my heels. So I like to get into acting. Make it real.
You get enrolled. That's actually very important when you're acting, right?
Yeah. But it's a little scary when you do something like Casey Anthony style, and then you have to kind of rein it in when you see your kids. You're like, okay, I'm not that person. It's all right. You want to hear the other fetish here?
I hope it's better.
Back to the tame one. All right. This is called fornophilia. This is a form of bondage where someone is used or incorporated into a piece of furniture. For example, a human drafting table, a lazy Susan, or perhaps a shelving unit. So would you be interested in getting naked and bending over and being my TV stand?
That's pretty crazy. I mean, the first thing that popped in my head, I can't lie, is Frank the Chappelle. Head? No, the Chappelle. Fuck your couch.
What was that?
You never heard that?
No.
On Dave Chappelle's show?
Uh-uh.
It's the first thing I thought of when you said that, furniture and sex.
Wait, is this like the bag of shortening in the microwave between the couch cushions thing?
No, it's actually just him actually on a couch trying to fuck the couch. Nothing kind of crazy. I didn't even know. What'd you say? You get a warm bag and what?
Yeah, you get like a sandwich bag and you fill it with shortening. Then you microwave it for a little bit and then you stick it between couch cushions. Listen, I don't know why I know this, okay? I'm just throwing it out there. It's just something for you to try on a lonely Wednesday night.
No, hopefully they're listening, not lonely.
That's true. Don't be lonely. We're here for you. Call in and talk to us.
Yeah, maybe. Somebody please call in.
Anyone? Come on, let's go. Or you can do like a cantaloupe and you cut a hole in it and put it in the microwave.
You know, I've heard of that actually happening. I've never done it personally, so I can't really comment on it, but I've read stuff like that actually does happen.
How come girls, well, I guess.
Don't they use eggplants and stuff or bananas?
Eggplants. Do you know how big an eggplant is?
Dude, some girls like big stuff in their stuff.
Big eggplants though?
I don't know.
My first thought would have been carrots. Cucumbers, eggplant? Well,
maybe they have smaller eggplants. It doesn't mean you have to be the full one to like feed a family of five. Maybe it's a baby eggplant.
Ew. I want the smallest eggplant you have. How about a carrot? No, eggplant.
Carrot. I mean, would you actually use a carrot versus like a banana or like a cucumber?
Oh, banana, I suppose. I don't think you're supposed to put sugary stuff up there.
I don't think it's safe, is it?
Well, people use lobsters. Who am I to tell you what to do?
you get off on it, by all means.
Yeah, do whatever you want. As long as you're not hurting someone else. As long as you're not creating a real meat market. I don't care. Do whatever you want. That's fine. Oh, I forgot to mention that on the subject of blowjobs and things, because that's what everybody really wants to hear about. Everybody wants to tune in to hear us talk about blowjobs on oral stimulation. I found an article that the guys are going to like. Let me get to it here. This was from the Daily News in New York, and it says oral sex may be the next cure for morning sickness.
Really?
Yeah, really, really. Let's see. Their theory behind it is that expectant women become ill and vomit because their bodies are rejecting the semen's genetic material as something foreign and unfamiliar. So the more you take in, the more your body is likely to be like, oh, that's not so bad. That's not so bad. And it will actually recognize that genetic material as okay. So pregnant women out there, if you're feeling sick, just put a dick in your mouth.
And that helps.
Yeah. And tell your husband to thank me.
I just want to mention that I think the third thing you ever said to me was that you were a blowjob expert.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your knowledge.
Well, actually, today is a national Facebook holiday. I wouldn't have known about it had it not been for Facebook, but it is National Boyfriend Day.
Really?
Yes. I don't know where my boyfriend is right now, but I would like him to know that there is a Skittles blowjob waiting for him.
Skittles blowjob?
When he shows up.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I haven't tried it yet, but I think it's going to be good. It's going to be like the pearl necklace hand job. But if you just, right? Does this sound good? Okay, let me.
you have to set this up, please.
Let me run it by you first. Okay. So I'm thinking cold mouth because you don't want the candy shell to wear off too quickly, right? So a little bit of ice water, then like a couple Skittles, like a mouthful of Skittles. You can't use M&Ms because they'll melt right away, obviously.
Okay.
Skittles, put the dick in your mouth. Sorry, Mom. And then just kind of roll it around. What do you think? Would that be good?
I think of gay context, like taste the rainbow. I don't know why.
That's okay. People could taste the rainbow. I mean, if you're gay, then there's two boyfriends to be taken care of today.
So does your dick come out like rainbow colors and... That sounds fun.
I hope so. See, but you know what? I think this might entice people to swallow. Because if it's all fruit punch flavored.
Yeah.
Right? Then you're going to have a mouthful of juice and a mouthful of cock. And then you're going to take it all in.
You know what? You beat me to the punch. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, maybe that'll help swallow.
Right?
Yeah, because you're going to have to swallow the Skittles.
Yeah, you can't spit out a big mouthful of Skittles and cock. That would be nasty. Be right back. So what do you think if you had a girlfriend on this National Boyfriend Day?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think anytime I could get any kind of blowjob, I would be down for it.
Okay. So, boyfriend, if you're listening, there's a Skittles blowjob waiting for you if you just show up.
I would show up if I was him.
I don't think he's listening right now. No, I think he's out partying.
Well, he's probably getting ready for you. Maybe, you know, when you get home, he's just waiting for you. Don't underestimate him.
All right. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I'm going to stay positive tonight. He knows where I live.
He should know where you live.
He does. Boyfriend, come over. I have something for you. Okay. Let's get to the serious topic of tonight.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Serious face is on.
Can you handle it? Not too serious. You can't go from Skittles to serious, but here we go. What do you do when you reach a point where you really love someone, but they don't treat you the way that you'd like to be treated? Now, maybe you've been in a relationship for a while and the person gets lazy and they're just not that same chivalrous guy that opened your door and fought off dragons for you, whatever. Or maybe they just never were that way. But you were blind to it and now you love the person, but it's not everything you originally thought it was.
We got deep really quick.
Yeah, real quick. So I guess I've been in this situation, and the first thing I tried to do was lead by example. You know, I tried to open up. I wanted this person to open up to me. So I tried to open my entire self up to them, you know, share my whole life with them, call them, tell them exactly where I was, what I was doing. And it kind of backfired because they kind of didn't want to know that much. So rather than opening themselves up to, they kind of closed themselves off more.
This was all at the beginning though, right?
No.
Or this is throughout the relationship?
No, this, like, the beginning of the relationship was really good. The middle was really, really good. And then it got to a point, kind of, I wouldn't even know if it was just still the middle or the end or where it was, but it was just, you know, it, like, they lived with me. Everything was good. Then they moved out. Slowly, less and less stuff is in my house. They give the key back. They're never there. And then they give me shit for me saying, hey, where are you?
Well, that's actually, it seems like it's backpedaling from what it was.
I think
in a relationship, usually you move forward. And moving forward together is ideal, right?
Do you move forward or can you stay in the same place? Or, I mean, what happens when you backslide so significantly?
I think the advice that I usually give people or like that I like to talk about is I think you, at some point in your life, you come to crossroads and when you're in a relationship. You either go down the same path together or you grow apart. And hopefully you guys go down the same road. If not, hopefully you guys could be adults about it and, you know, just separate, go separate ways.
There's no being adults about it.
I think if you could understand what's better for each other, I mean, at that point, you kind of figure out how you are.
Yeah, but if you're so wrapped up in love with someone and you're still not happy.
I think if you're in love, you don't come to that conclusion. I don't think you're like that. I think it's more of a comfort. You're a comfort and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'll find anybody else. I've invested like, you know, my blood, sweat, and tears. I've been together with him or her for like 4 years. At that point, it's I honestly think a lot of people are get comfortable and they don't have the balls or the strength to move on.
Yeah. It does sound like the longer it goes, the harder it gets sometimes. I was actually talking to a guy today who told me that he was in 2 long-term relationships. The first one lasted 9 years when it clearly was over at 2. And then his second relationship lasted 7 years, 5 of which he was married for, when he felt like it should have been over within 6 months.
Did you ask him why he's dating? Maybe like people have kids.
No, he didn't have any kids. He said he had a couple dogs, but they were just his.
Maybe it's for financial reasons. I'm trying to come up with any reason.
I know. Well, it did sound like they made a big move together across the country. So maybe that's, I mean, when you travel to a new place with someone and you feel like that's the only person you have, then you're kind of more inclined to stay stuck.
Yeah, you isolate each other from everything else. And then at the point, the only thing you have is each other.
You know what? That did happen to me in a past relationship. I got so involved with someone. I lost my friends. I lost my contacts. And then when I got out of the relationship, I was like by myself trying to make all new friends. And people are like, oh, we've been friends for 100 years. I'm like, I don't have any 100-year friends. I don't know where they went.
Well, and especially probably the friends you guys had were each other's friends. Like you guys met friends together. And at that point, you guys split up. There goes your friends or the group of friends you were with.
Yeah, that's true. I think he still talks to him, actually.
Oh, does he?
But that's fine.
You're okay with that?
Yeah. Okay. You guys can have him. That's fine. Have you ever been in a relationship where you stayed too long?
You know what? Actually, all my relationships have been more long-term. I think I find a way to try to keep it. But it takes me forever to get into that. Like, I won't just jump into, like, really, I could meet somebody, like, tonight. And I would need to talk to them for, like, 6 or 8 months. I'm more of like, I don't want to waste my, if I'm not feeling them, I won't waste my time and I don't want to waste their time with it.
Oh yeah. You do that slow build up thing, yeah.
Cause I think, you know, I know a lot of people that just go and they'll go meet them and they'll hook up or whatever the case may be.
And it backfires. Don't do it. Cause then you fall in love with the person and they think you're something that you're not.
Yeah. I think it, after around 6 or 8 months of talking to somebody, there's only so much they could front. You know, they go like, I got this, I got that. After 8 months, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you start seeing the bad side of people. And I think that's, you can only show a good side for so long.
That's true. What do you think a good time is until marriage? How long should people date? Because I've seen a lot of stories of people like dating for 7, 8, 9 years. And then they get married, then the marriage is over in 2 years.
Yeah, actually, I've heard a lot. I have a few friends that are like that. They've known each other 5, 6 years, married 2 months, boom, done.
What happens?
I don't really know. You know, it seems like it's just like a name title or like a title. You grab the last name of the other person, your spouse, and you would think you would move forward together. It's puzzling how some things don't work out that way. But I have friends that have, you know, they've known each other for a couple months and they've been happily ever after since, you know, family of five. I mean, they've grown together. And I think those are the ones that are actually pretty cool because how often do you see that nowadays?
So you're saying jump in and get married right away?
I think it's a good judge of character. You know, you have to really kind of get an idea of who they are. And if you feel like you could move forward. I'm a big believer behind every great man, there's a strong woman. And I think a strong woman actually has a big backbone in the relationship. You know, like for me, if something were to happen to me, I would want her to, you know, take care of the bills, take care of the kids, do all that stuff. I think that's where a lot of people, you know, and I as a man, I think there's times when I'll be like a little boy and get weak. And I would need that, like that motherly kind of love.
You know what happened the other day? Along these same lines, I was at the store and this is so sad. There was a lady who obviously had some issue. You know, it was like a muscular disorder. It was like a mental disorder. She had a serious problem. And she brought something up to the register where the husband was checking out. And she goes, oh, I have it. And he goes, no, put that back. That's not what we need. And he was just, you know, cool about it. And I was like, okay, well, he's, you know, whatever. Then I got out to the parking lot. And the guy was just going off on the lady. He's like, don't fucking do that again, blah, blah, blah. And the lady was like, you could tell she was devastated, but she wasn't all there. And so I was crushed. I cried on the way home. I felt so bad, you know, because she's living in that situation. Like, she doesn't want to be like that, you know? So I went home and I told my boyfriend, I was like, look, if you ever have a stroke, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And he was so put off by it. He didn't get what I was saying. He didn't want to hear it. And then by that, I couldn't even explain by that time. I was like, no, you don't understand. There was these people. But I don't know. I would like to know in a relationship that if it was so solid that if something happened to me, the person would still be there.
Well, that's a true test of a relationship.
Could you leave someone though after, like if something happened, if there was a devastating car accident or something and you were married for a couple years? Or maybe you were just dating even. Would you be able to leave?
Actually, there's that movie that's like that, right?
I don't know.
Where it was Channing Tatum and he, his, I forgot the name of the movie. And he, his wife, they got in a car accident and she didn't recognize him. She had like, her brain got swollen and she lost some memory. And he stuck with it throughout. And I mean, they ended up getting, I mean, she ended up sticking with him at the end. I forgot the name of that movie. Total chick flick. Yeah, it was on one of the Showtime channels. I was like, oh, Channing Tatum.
You know what? There was an article the other day about this lady and her husband and the guy, something happened to him. He got a brain injury and he was just never the same. He was there and he was like so full of joy and gratitude for life, but things were just off. You know, he was not in the marriage. And the lady met this other guy and she felt really guilty about it, but he really fulfilled her emotional needs. And he was like, look, I want to start a life with you. And she goes, well, but I don't know. And he goes, look, I know you have this responsibility and I would never try to take you away from that, because they lived in different parts of the country. So he said, what we're going to do, if it's okay with you, is let's get married. We can move in your ex-husband, you know, divorce him, marry me. We'll move in your ex-husband. I will help you care for him for the rest of his life.
Wow.
What kind of deep love is that?
That's crazy.
I mean, that's not just taking on a lady with kids. That's a lady with kids and a husband. So, but you know what is funny is they actually ran it by the husband first. She was like, look, I know you're still here. I'm still here with you, but there's this guy I'm really in love with and he wants to marry me. And the guy, he was like, yeah, go for it. He's a great guy. You know, do it. He was off, obviously, but it sounds like it's all working out. Like, he accepts her responsibilities and he loves her and happily ever after.
Well, it just goes to show you how important communication is in a relationship. You know, they openly kind of communicated. This is that everything was straight out. It's open. It is what it is.
True.
Oh, the name of the movie is called The Vow. That's the name of the movie.
Okay. Is it old?
No, it probably came out like within the year, the past year or two. Go look it up when you get a chance.
I will. I'll check it out. The Vow. Would you take on a lady with kids and a brain damaged husband? Would you even date a lady with kids at this point?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think actually a lot of the girls that I do meet, they do have kids. There's probably a small percentage that don't. I mean, and I meet older and younger women. From younger ones as young as like 19, 20, 21 to like in 40s.
What's your preference? Why don't you have a girlfriend?
I'm picky.
Just have the right size hoop earrings.
The hoop earrings. We're going to let that up. I think it's, I feel like we're like on Desperate and Dateless.
Like, what is that?
Pimping me out. You're pimping me out.
No, not desperate at all. You are a catch, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're making me blush over here.
These girls need to call in.
What's the number again?
800-893-9562. All these people tell me all week, I'm going to call. Seriously, I'm going to call. No one calls.
I say we make a bet to see if someone calls in the next 10 minutes.
One of your friends or my friends?
All right. My friends, please call.
My friends aren't listening. They're doing their own podcast.
I say we need to do like some kind of wager to at least make it interesting.
What are we betting here?
I don't know. I'll let you pick up the rules because I know I'm going to win.
Oh, God.
What do you want to lose?
Ugh. I don't know. The phone's not lighting up.
We'll see. I think everyone's probably, from the presidential debate, everyone's probably on.
Are you following that?
Yes and no. I mean, that's like kind of our future. You kind of have to pay attention.
I don't think it is.
Part of our future? Yes, it is.
Well, no, I mean, the props and everything, yes. If there's a good prop, like prop 8, ugh, how could you even... Really? How could you even consider voting for that? But I mean, the presidential stuff, I really don't think that they even, I don't think it counts. I don't think it counts.
Yeah, they're all kind of set up to fail in one way or the other, aren't they?
Yeah, because they don't care. I was thinking about this earlier today. I think once people have money, they kind of forget what it's like to not have money. And they kind of get into this mentality of, well, I did it. You should be able to do it too.
It's just true. I could see that.
So if they, you know, both of these guys are making huge incomes, what do they care about poor people?
Well, I think it's about making a difference in their life as well as others. You know, some people are actually pretty driven to help other people. And if that's their goal in life, that's what they do. Whether it's one person at a time.
But are these people driven to help other people, or are they driven to get their name out there and be in the White House?
People have different reasons for doing what they do. I think it might be an all-time goal. I mean, would you tell your kids, like, you have kids, right?
Yeah.
A son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Your son tells you, Mom, I want to be your president. You're going to tell him
go
no?
Be the president. No, he would be the good president, but all these other guys, forget it. I can't even stand politics because you know what? When I see all these debates and whatever, I just wonder what it's like when they're banging.
Really?
Yeah. I just wonder. Oh, there's our callers.
I hope it's one of my friends.
I just wonder what it's like. Hey, caller, what's your name?
This is Dax Jordan.
Oh, I win!
Fail.
Love you. You're awesome. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm just randomly cleaning house, and as of this morning when you said, hey, tune into the show, I thought, I looked at the clock at exactly 9. That's when the show starts.
So you check it out. Are the best ever. Now let's give a shout out to you because you just scored very well in a big competition recently. Tell us what it was.
I was in the funniest person in Ventura comedy competition as part of the Ventura Comedy Festival. And I took second place, even though I wasn't supposed to be in the finals.
How did you sneak into the finals?
Well, I was in the semifinals, and there was, I think, one judge that super hated a joke probably I did about a headless kid. I don't know, I'm just guessing. But I did really well, and a bunch of judges loved me, but I didn't make it to the finals. And I was hanging out near Ventura, and I let them know I was nearby in case there were any fallouts in the shows, and they said, well, there's a fallout in the finals. Like, join us. Come on in. And I almost won. By half a point, I missed it.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I did not hear the headless kid joke. Did you just not do that one tonight?
Yeah, I didn't do that one, especially since they told me that there was a politically sensitive conservative was one of the judges.
That's probably smart. Yeah.
You're lucky to get that info. You could have killed it.
Literally.
That's true. That is true. I could have cut my own head off.
All right. Well, while we have you here, let me ask you something. What, Dax Jordan, was the best blowjob you ever got?
What is the best blowjob I ever got? You know, I think psychologically, part of it was the fact that I met this girl, you know, out on the road doing comedy, and she actually said the words, I'll give you the best blowjob you've ever had.
So you were waiting for it.
So I guess, yeah, when you kind of build it up in your head, then you're not guessing. I'm like, is this going to be the best blowjob I've ever had? That she told me ahead of time. So it was pretty much true. Though I don't know, you know, qualitatively, was it actually better than other blowjobs I've had? I don't know.
You were just already in that mindset. So that's actually a good tip for girls. If you want a guy to have the best blowjob ever, just tell him ahead of time, look, this is the way it's going to be.
You plant the seed, right?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it was in Bend, Oregon. Yeah, the city of Bend.
Wow. So they get freaky in Oregon, huh?
They do a little bit.
Don't they have that donut shop up there?
Voodoo Donuts? In Portland, they have Voodoo Donuts, if that's what you're referring to.
Every comedian knows about that donut shop.
I've never heard of it. It's my first time.
Oh, yeah. They've got these crazy donuts.
Crazy. How crazy can a donut be?
Like bacon.
You'd
maple.
Be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the one that kind of... gastronomically it gets them the most press is the maple bar with the piece of bacon on top. So that's kind of their iconic one.
That's disgusting.
But, yeah, that, even when I was eating bacon, which I went veggie like 7 years ago, but even when I was eating bacon, I don't think I would have put it on a donut.
Did you? Now, do veggie guys taste better too?
I don't know. I've never tasted one.
Let's find out together.
You guys taste better. I say we have to scientifically find out.
We're going to have to. I'm on a mission to find out. Thank you for so much for calling in.
You are welcome.
That's an awesome surprise.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you for listening.
You guys have very pleasant voices to listen to, so keep it up.
Thank you. We're going to keep it going for about 3 more minutes here, and I will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He's such a cool guy. I just met him, but he's a super cool guy. Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of cool. The whole comedy thing.
I win.
I know. I That means I'm in trouble.
Where's all your friends?
I don't have any, apparently.
Where's all those homies backing you up?
I should have joined a frat so I could pay for it.
So close, man. So close. Those fraternities and sororities follow you forever. So don't do anything funny in there because they'll be on to you.
Yeah. I probably have a mark on me already.
Did you go to college?
Yeah.
Where'd actually, you go?
I got my undergrad at Cal State Fullerton and I got my master's from USC. Fight
you
on, baby.
Master's?
Yes.
Look at you.
I know. I'm just not a guy with a cute smile.
Oh my gosh. Girls, he's single. He's still single. Scoop this guy up. He is a good, good guy. And guys, pay attention because he'll give you tips. Like, jealousy is a girl trait.
It's a female trait.
Little gems of wisdom.
Yes. I'll give you the tip. Just the tip.
Oh, you're so dirty. That's filthy. It's disgusting. Why do you have to look at me when you say that?
I'm practicing so when I meet someone, I could, you know, perfect it.
Okay. You know, there actually is a fetish of people who are into mannequins.
Mannequins?
Yes. I don't have the name of it, but, you know, if you were into practicing, maybe that would be an option for you.
Nah, I feel like I'm talking to myself, but staring at one, I don't know if that's, I get the same vibe. Maybe like a blow-up doll. Like there's like an orifice I could stick something into.
Ew.
Ew.
I don't even know what to say to this. How is a blow-up doll any better than a mannequin? I mean, at least a mannequin is solid.
Yeah, if that's your thing.
That's not my thing. I'm not into any of these things. I prefer nice things like Skittles blowjobs.
Yeah, actually, I can't wait to hear about it next week.
It's going
to
be good. If he shows up.
If he, I would show up if I was him. Just text him, hey, it's National Boyfriend Day.
I did text him that. He didn't respond.
I have a surprise for you and it involves Skittles. And just tell him it's going to be the best blowjob he ever had.
Oh, yeah. If I just say, look out. But then I'm kind of setting myself up for failure.
Why?
Because I can't tell him it's going to be the best one every time and then it's not. And then he'll be like, he's going to catch on to me.
No, but tell him, no, this time. No, really, this time. It's going to be the best one. This time.
I'm going to have to work so hard.
Is it that hard to work?
Well, yeah.
You claim to be like the best whatever earlier when.
I am, but it takes a lot of effort. You can't just lay there and fake it.
I'm confident you could do a good job.
Listen, I'm going to update you next week. This one is going to be the best blowjob ever.
I can't wait. Maybe we could get them to call in and see if it's good as advertised.
Advertised.
Yeah, advertising is really
we'll see.
Great.
I'm going to update you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex. We will be back with you on Wednesday.
Yes, next week.
Yep. You.